Wow. God ordained everything into its place. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth. He ordained it. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 19, verse 2. Verse 2 says, day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. The glory of God is not only visible to our naked eye, but also the glory of God is echoes all over the universe and the world. We see the sun and the moon performing its duties daily. We see the sun rising daily, sunset daily. We see that daily, day after day, night after night, we see that. And we see the length of the day. Every day is 24 hours. How can it happen by chance? And then we see the nights are regulated. Then we see the days being regulated. Then we see the seasons, the winter, the summer, the autumn, spring. God is not, although God will not a single word to men about His creation, to the people who doesn't know the Bible, yet the orderly creation of the day and nights are proclaimed all over the world. It is obvious a person in China, Mongolia, Africa, America, Australia, wherever, what part of the world, they see the creation of God. They see the same moon as we see. They see the same sun as we see. And they see it, and the intelligence of God and His wisdom and the power of God is being seen to every person. Verse 3, Psalm chapter 9. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Well, if you go here in this country, we speak Psalm chapter 19, verse 3. In this country, we speak English. But when you go to the Philippines, it's always good to learn Tagalog or Cebuano, because they speak another language. If you go to China, you need to learn Chinese. If you go to another country, different countries, they speak different languages. So there are different languages in the world. So some people, they do not understand English. So there's difficulty in communication. So the language is a barrier for communication. But in God's creation, there's no barrier to see God's creation. The preaching of His creation is not in words, but is visible for every language to see and to understand. It's like when you go to the airport, you see all kinds of different nationalities in the airport, right? Like how one day I got stranded in going to the Philippines, I think Hong Kong or China and Taiwan. And they didn't speak English, you know. But I was able to know which gate to go because of the signs. It's visible in signs. To go to the bathroom, I know where to go. It's all in signs. You don't need languages. In the same way, God's creation is visible to no matter what language you speak. You don't have to understand His creation. It is there to the naked eye without speech. So it's common to every language. The great Puritan writer Thomas Watson said, "The devil and his agents have been blowing at Scripture light, but could never blow it out a clear sign that was lighted by heaven." God, He has His fingerprints all over the universe. Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 10-12 says, "He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens and His discretion." God made the earth and the universe by His wisdom and by His power. Jeremiah 10:12. And back again to Psalm chapter 19, verse 4. It goes on here. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and all and their words to the end of the world. Their line is gone out throughout the earth, and the words to the end of the world. End of the world. Okay. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun. The line of the heavens goes from to the uttermost parts of the earth. The glory of God's creation is visible like a straight line to the ends of the earth. The glory of God's creation, it's engraved in large bright letters for all humans to read regardless their languages. The majesty and the glory of God is displayed like the brilliance of the sun. Out of all the stars, sun is ranked number one. Sun is a star, you know that? S-U-N, sun is a star. It is the highest ranking star. The sun gives light and energy. And without it, we won't be here. Without God's grace, we won't be here. And here we see God has set the sun as a tabernacle. The sun is the greatest of all the stars. And we see the sun is about how many millions miles away? 93 million miles away from the earth. Our sun is a star. It's located in the center of our solar system. It is huge. It's a huge spinning ball. It has hot gas, you know, and it lights up the earth. You know, that's the one, sun is the one that gives us the light. It provides us the heat. The temperature of the sun, the center of the sun, is so hot, the temperature is about 15 million degrees. The energy radiated by the sun, ultimately it's the source of life on earth. In every second, it spends 700 billion tons of hydrogen. And only 0.7% is turned into light. We'll be all burnt in a second. God had put the sun in a location that we will not get burned, that He has put the sun as a tabernacle for light and energy for us. In verse 5 says, Psalm chapter 19, it says about the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. And here we see the sun always look bright and full of energy. It's like a newlywed person, full of light, rising up early morning and gives up light, and it's ready to run the race. We'll see the sun is ready to run the race, and we will see in verse 6. It is rising from one end of heaven and it circuits to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. Man, I'll tell you. When David spoke this about 1,000 years before Christ was born, he was not an astronomer. He was not a scientist. He was a shepherd boy who became a king. And here, David is saying that the sun, it's like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man. It rises from one end of heaven and it circuits. What do you mean circuit? Circuit means it does a circular journey. A revolution. To where? To the other end. How did David know that? Of course, it has to be by the Holy Spirit, right? And here we see In science today, we see, now we know that out of all the planets orbit around, all the planets of the Earth, you know, all the planets around the orbit, okay, they orbit around the Sun. And the Sun is also orbiting the center of the galaxy at a speed of 500,000 miles per hour. We are all traveling while we are here. We are traveling fast. And it will take 200 million years for it to go around once. Tell you, we are moving at a terrific speed without any seat belts. Amazing how vast is the creation of God. And we are here not knowing anything. We don't feel anything. But we are moving at a terrific speed with the Sun. Isaac Newton, Sir Isaac Newton. I have to say Sir Isaac Newton. He was born on December 25th in 1642 in Woolsthorpe, England, the same year Galileo died. Newton, Isaac Newton, is clearly the most influential scientist who have ever lived on the face of the earth. His accomplishments in mathematics, optics, physics laid the foundation for modern science. And it revolutionized the whole world. Newton made a huge impact on astronomy. He defined the laws of motion and gravity. And planets, the Sun, and all kinds of stuff. Once, what Sir Isaac Newton did was, he had a very skillful mechanic. And he told this mechanic to make a miniature solar system. So this mechanic, he made a miniature solar system, you know, all the planets with little balls and the Sun in the middle. And when you crank, he had belts going around, geared to belts and so forth like that, and it moves when you crank. They had a crank like this, you know. When you crank it, they didn't have any electricity or whatever. When you crank it, and you will see it moves around. So it's a miniature solar system, you can see, and it's moving. One day when he was in his study, he was studying, he had a friend who is not a Christian. He's an unbeliever. And he came, and he saw this, and he was amazed. Wow!